I had to come and be the impressive pointy-haired boss, so that's why I wore this. I actually, the truth of the matter is that, you know, I usually say to people that, you know, Java and the JVM, you know, we do a lot of work under the covers. You know, we go native so you don't have to. And so my suit is kind of the same thing. I wear that and go and talk to Oracle executives and get them to spend a lot of money investing in Java so that nobody else here has to. You can just, you know, enjoy the fruits of that labor. So I had a few things that I wanted to talk about today, and really this thing of investment is kind of the main thing. What I hope you'll find as you talk to people here who, some of the people who are attending who are from Oracle, is that we view Java and the JVM as something that we care about and we want to invest in. And I know that, you know, a couple of years ago when the acquisition happened, people kind of wondered, you know, what would happen here, and will Oracle continue to invest in that? And I think that there were a few people who very quickly sort of, you know, realized that Oracle has a tremendous Java business and has had that for many, many years. And so for Oracle, it's very, very important that the JVM is something that carries forward and that continues to improve. We're very, very willing to invest, and we are investing. So I did want to mention we're hiring. If anyone's interested or has friends who are interested, you know, let them know. The second thing is that, you know, that being hired and working at Oracle is not the only way to get involved. We develop Java through the OpenJDK, and that is something that you can get involved in. There are probably many people here who are involved in one way or another, I hope that's something that you'll take advantage of. I'd also like to add to that there are lots of different ways of getting involved. The only way is not to come and make a bunch of code changes. There are things that you can do essentially, you know, for instance, downloading and looking at the weekly early access builds that we provide. You know, have a look at those, tell us what works, what doesn't, let us know about issues, and let us know about them early, not at the last minute, the thing that we're trying to balance, of course, is getting as many improvements as we can in while retaining high stability. We're not always able to handle changes at the very, very last minute. The earlier we know about an issue, the sooner that we can fix it, or that you can fix it, looking at the code yourself. I wanted to talk just briefly about the things that have happened in the last year since I was here in front of this forum last year and spoke with you. So one major thing that was just happening last year was the release of Java 7, the GA version. That came out. We also have since then done quite a number of 7 updates. All along we've been making improvements on all areas. Most recent one that came out was in June. At the moment are sort of alternating our updates that fix and add small features with those that are doing fixing security issues. So here again, you know, I hope that this is a value that you all see, that, you know, when we fix security issues, it means that, you know, that's being done for you. You're not having to do any extra work in order to deal with those. Now, not all of those are at the JVM level. Many are in the libraries and in deployment technologies and things like that. But there are ones that are at the VM level as well, and those ones you certainly get the benefit of directly. We also, in the course of doing these updates, added a new platform. I see quite a few titanium machines out here with shiny fruit logos.
It's titanium machines.
I did not say titanium machines. You know, adding the Mac port was something that for us, I think was quite important. We were very happy to work with Apple on getting that into OpenJDK, and having it be one of the platforms that we support as our releases come out. I hope that certainly for all of you and for your users, that's something that you find that's of value. For us, it gives a great opportunity to make it so that the releases come out on the Mac at the same time as on other platforms. And I know that's something that has been an issue in the past, and my hope is that, you know, what you'll see is that as it's coming out at the same time going forward, that actually makes your lives a lot easier, both in terms of feature parity and also in terms of security. So we have actually, as I said, the last release that came out was 7.5. 7.6 is up shortly, and you know that's quite a number of update releases to do, you know, in the course of 1 year. An interesting part of this is that these releases are actually the first update releases that have been done in the open. So if you look at what happened with 6, OpenJDK 6 was basically based on a fork of the 7 code base. What's happened now is we've done the updates for 7 is that all of that work is being done in the open. And so you have the opportunity both to see what's going on with the updates to 7, but also we've had a bunch of feedback from the community of, wow, this is kind of crazy. It's a lot of work doing these things in parallel. And you know, working on 8 and working on 7. And the only thing I can say to that is, well, you know, we also work on 6 and 5 and 4 updates, 1.4.2 updates. So yeah, it is a tremendous amount of work. And my hope is that, you know, the fact that, you know, some of that is becoming more apparent, you know, makes it obvious what kind of investment we've been putting in this group for all of these years in order to make this work smoothly. Okay, so enough about 7. Let's go on to 8 a little bit. Did I mention early access builds? How many folks have been looking at early access builds of 8 in one form or another? All right, quite a few. And you know, as you're no doubt aware then, there are a bunch of projects that are going on in parallel. And so you know, there's the ability to download and look at those and give us feedback. And those are both on sort of the main line of 8, on Lambda, on Jigsaw, which as you may have recently heard, we've moved to 9, or requested be moved to 9. So I think that you know this is a great opportunity to look at those, to monitor the status of what's going on, to help us understand if things are headed in the right direction, or if you're really interested in investing in this, in getting involved in one of those projects. Along with that, we've also now made it possible to work on the spec and the reference implementation in the same place. So our hope is that that's something that will make it very easy for people to get involved and not have to be going back and forth to a bunch of different websites with different terms of use in order to understand what's happening. Okay. So I wanted to just mention a few things. I mentioned Lambda earlier. I think that you know something that's probably central interest to all of the folks here is our progress on 2.92 Invoke Dynamic. We have John here somewhere. I saw him walk in earlier. Hey, John. So you know I know that he cares very very much about making that as good as possible and making it work really well for a wide range of languages running on the VM. So I hope you'll take advantage of the ability to. Take him aside, bend his ear, and tell him how that's going. And please tell him not only if there's something it doesn't quite do for you yet, tell him also if it's going well, because you know, regular care and feeding of John is something that I care about. I think that there's been great work going on there, and I think there are a lot of other people who think that too. But sometimes we forget to mention that to him. So please don't forget. We also have a number of folks here who've been working on Project Noshorn. Did I say it correctly?
That's good enough.
Good enough? There we go, Noshorn, which you know you may be aware is an implementation of JavaScript running on the JVM, essentially sort of updating Rhino. And I believe there are some talks on that later.
No.
Okay. Well, there are people here that you can talk to about that if you. If you're curious. What I would say on that is, you know, one of the reasons that we're engaged in that is really trying to understand as much as we can about, you know, how how feasible it is, how easy it is, how useful it is to implement languages other than Java running on the JVM and get some direct experience with that. I think we clearly can get a lot of indirect experience on that as well, you know, if you tell us what things you've experienced. So we're very interested in hearing about that. So in short, you know, my hope is that what you find with the JVM is that you get a very stable and performant runtime that you can implement your languages to, that it is something where it is secure, where there are new features being added, and the ability to have a high degree of monitoring and management, serviceability, all this kind of thing. And that in essence, you get a platform where you get a tremendous amount of value that you don't need to build yourselves because we're investing heavily in making that happen. So I thank you all for coming. I welcome you all here, and I hope that you have a tremendous conference.